We're back, and we have Maria now. I keep saying this is going to be easy. Bevi Lacroix.
Excellent.
And it's drinking water?
Drink water.
Drink water.
Well, I'll help you there. Bevi Lacroix.
It is a great pleasure to meet you. You have done a great deal of things, and you are the only certified spiritual healer in Canada. Is that correct?
Well, actually, the first registered etheric health practitioner in Canada.
That's what it is. But the spiritual healer, the certified spiritual healer,
that's also, we are not that many at the moment. I was one of the first graduates from this course. There's a college that provides spiritual healing training that will certify you and therefore also allow you to become a registered etheric health practitioner. The college is the College of International Holistic Studies. It's in Milton. And mind you, it's since April 2006, we had been recognized by the examination board of Canadian Examination Board of Healthcare Practitioners, and meaning that we have been recognized as practitioners, so we can work in the healthcare field.
That's really amazing. What?
I am the first registered at the moment, and there are much more that are preparing themselves to be registered, meaning that I am recognized by the Canadian Examination Board of the Healthcare Practitioners as a healthcare practitioner in this field, certified spiritual healer that is a healthcare practitioner.
Interesting. Huh. And you're a professional healer.
Absolutely.
Very cool. And you're allowed to say that, which, you know, a lot of places can't say that.
That's right. I can allow to say that because I have certifications that I don't say that they're easy to get, but in the same time, if you are a true healer and have the qualities and the preparation and the dedication and the mission for being a healer, you can apply and eventually become certified yourself.
Hmm. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about your journey. As interesting as this is, we're going to get back to this, but I want to talk about your journey because your own personal journey has really been...
It has been a tough ride.
And it got you to where you're doing right now.
That's right. Well, actually, allow me to explain to you that because of my personal experiences, I am who I am today. Mm-hmm. About 15 years ago, I've had a severe back injury due to two herniated discs, and I was soon to be put on a wheelchair. And I refused to be on the wheelchair, and because of these excruciating pains, doctors had advised me to take medication, painkillers, and I would be fine. But unfortunately, that did not work because, of course, medications are not good for our body when they're taken up to a certain dose. So I was at a very high level dose because of the pain that was not allowing me to walk, stand, lay down, sit. I was not able to walk. But mind you, I went through that surgery, and after the surgery, the damage was permanent damage, and I was still not able to walk. But the medication had created confusion within my body.
Right.
And creating this confusion, it refused to take anything else. It took just an aspirin to take me to a shock anaphylactic.
Wow.
And so that was the point that I found myself on the verge of death. And I said, that's it. I have to do something about it. I have lots to do still in life.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to let myself go.
Well, because you just had children. I mean, you were young. I mean,
yes, I had.
You're still young. So.
Well, I had just given birth to my daughter, and apparently that birth had created problems to my physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual body that I was not completely aware of at that moment. And because of my, let's say, the light that turns on, that gives you the flash and says, attention, 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 well, that was my wake-up call, that shock anaphylactic that said, okay, you got to do something. And it was there that my family doctor, seeing that I was not able to take no sorts of medication anymore, had suggested to go through natural healings. Right. And went through, I did homotoxicology. It's a combination of homeopathic remedies with detoxifying programs, detoxifying remedies. And I've done that in Italy. So as of today, they are doing them here too in Canada. I've discovered that they are, there's training courses, which I have taken also. So I have, it's part of actually a program that I'm also with the College of International Holistic Studies. I'm soon to become a doctor of natural medicine.
Nice.
So because of my past experience and my natural healing arts studies and studying, not because I wanted to know about it, just because of the sake of it. I wanted to know about it because I was healing myself. Right. I needed to heal myself. So that's why I started studying, not because I wanted to take exams or become a doctor like today. 15 years ago, I wanted to heal myself and wanted to know more about what I was doing and understand how I would have my legs back, how I would have my life back.
Mm-hmm.
And with the natural healing, like the homotoxicology and rehab, I was able to, within 4 to 5 months, be back on my feet again and walk. And since then, I've never had problems, meaning, sure, not that pain every once in a while, because there is that little glitch there.
But
but compared to being sitting in a wheelchair, I am blessed to do what I do today.
Very.
And because of that experience, I've decided to share my knowledge with all of those that are in need. And my mission is just to help people transform their lives and understand that they can heal themselves if they really want to.
Yeah, I mean, it's it seems to be the theme of the evening, but it is true that, you know, our healing powers and where our blocks come from. I mean, trying to understand that, trying to get more of an awareness of our whole body as a complete package and
Absolutely.
Not just, you know, the physical pain that we may
That's
go through,
right. That's
the different right. layers of the emotions, the mental, the physical.
In fact, because
and spiritual.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Let's say that that's where it starts. It starts in the spiritual field. That's where all the our traumas and diseases, of course, they go through the layers of our etheric body, and the spiritual is the first layer that gets attacked. And then we go into the mental, then we go into the emotional, and then when it catches the physical, at a certain point, that's the wake-up call that says, hey, you got to do something about that. You're going to keep it, or what's up?
Mm-hmm.
You have to take action. So that's where what I think is most important, that we understand that we're programmed to heal if we really want to heal.
Our bodies are programmed
Absolutely.
To heal.
That's right.
Right.
On all levels, physical, yeah. emotional, mental, and spiritual.
What do you think is the biggest block for people? Is it because they focus on the pain? Is it because they, aren't looking at the bigger picture?
Well, based on an experience, not only on myself and all my clients that I worked for years, when someone comes to me and says, I have a headache, the first thing we do is say, okay, what can you give me for my headache? And I said, I usually answer, what do you want to do with your headache? Do you want to keep it or do you want to really get rid of it?
Mm-hmm.
So let's find the source of your headache. And it could be a trauma in your past life, or it could be something that you're dealing with and you don't know how to deal with in the present life. Or it could be something in your immediate past, like from your childhood, an abuse or anything that could be that has been attacked in a way that we are used to just putting it away, okay, it's done, it's over with, but it stays there in our cells, it stays in our bodies. We have scars that build up, not only on a physical level, also in our heart, let's say in emotions. We have things that happen to us on a daily basis. We live in an environment also that attacks us with so many energies that are not natural energies. Like the sun is fine, but up to a certain point, because unfortunately we have things that intoxicate the environment that we are in.
Yes.
So there's so many things that can cause a headache. So that's what we need to make the client understand. And my purpose is to train and teach the client how to take care of themselves. So I don't only do the hands-on healing and release the healing, because I'm specialized in energy medicine, and not only a spiritual healer, I'm also a Reiki master. So I focus a lot on the chakras. I focus a lot on the energetic fields of the body. And I address healing according to what is their best interest at that moment. I also do holistic psychotherapy. So it's so many techniques that are required in a healing that at that moment, at that time, you're not able to understand exactly what's going on if you're not into understanding what's going on. How to approach your body. So that's what I teach my clients, how to listen to their body. And if you have a headache, ask why you have that headache.
Right. And how does that work for a lot of people?
Let's say that many people, if they come to me, it means that they're open.
Right.
They know that I am a spiritual healer. They know that I am a Reiki master and I'm specialized in energy medicine. So, and I actually send my intentions to universe to send me those people that I can help.
Right.
So that's what I am attracting at this moment. And of course, we all know about the law of attraction. So if we want something, you really believe in it, you ask for it and you visualize it. Hey, here it comes. So if you really want to heal, just ask for it and believe that you will be healing and it will happen.
You seem to have a very strong faith.
Absolutely. That's my motion. That's what gives me strength and courage because of my past experience. It's thanks to that faith that I'm walking today.
And so that has gone into every other area of your life, which
Absolutely.
Is why you have such a strong energy to be able to hold this and to say, I do this.
That's right. That's right.
Because you've done it to yourself, so now you can know.
Well, I am the living example. Mm-hmm. A testimonial that you can heal. We can heal if we really want to.
Mm-hmm.
I think that says it all.
It really does. And you talk a lot about unconditional universal love.
Oh, absolutely. That's another major ingredient to my little potions of healing. Besides my faith, it's the universal unconditional love. That is God that comes through us, because we are spiritual beings first in human bodies. And that's what we forget.
Too often.
That's right. That's why, unfortunately, we find ourselves in a third dimension. Mm. And being in this dimension, we're materialistic and we're taught to be materialistic. And we forget that we're spiritual beings because we're born spiritual beings. And then being taught, starting from how to walk, and this, you don't touch this, you don't touch that, you don't do this, you follow that. Of course, we've been taught what to do, and we've been taught to believe what we believe. But what is it that we really want to believe in? That's when we start having the awareness of being spiritual beings. What is our soul purpose? When we start understanding what is our soul purpose, that's when we say, oh, I am a spiritual being. That is my soul purpose. And that's when we start understanding how to heal ourselves, when we stand in that space of awareness of being a spiritual being.
Right. And that is a place, well, one of great power.
Absolutely.
It's also really easy to get caught up in the third dimension that we're in the Maya of illusion that, you know, we keep looking outside of ourselves. And so we see everything outside of ourselves and everything is a reaction, and we forget that the real cause or the real place that we need to look is within, which is
that's
really
right.
if there's unease outside of your life,
that's right.
Then the unease has begun inside us.
Absolutely, because that's where energy starts. What is energy medicine? Energy medicine is healing within from the outside, like coming from inside, going towards outside. If there is something that bothers a person, it always starts within, meaning that let's start understanding how a human body is made. We are made with cells. That's where the life force energy starts, is within our cells of our body, within our blood cells. The energy that is in those in our cells, that's a life force. That's the energy. And that's where healing starts, right in our cells. And if we are aware of that healing, we are able to, let's put it, a shield, to shield out whatever negativity or whatever energy that is not compatible with our force energy. We are able to let that stay out of our body. And this is what I teach. I teach people how to isolate themselves, not being alone in the sense of being alone, but protect their body from things that are not healthy for them.
Yeah, that's a big one with me as well. I do a lot of clearing work. So
absolutely.
You know, people just don't realize, because our etheric body can go up to 50 feet around us, and our soul body can be up to 500 feet around us. So everybody's walking in and out
Absolutely.
Of our energy, and we're not aware.
That's right. And not only the intentions go even farther.
Mm.
Okay.
But I always think of road rage, because, you know, you're driving, mm-hmm. and you see these people, and you don't realize is when they pass you, you're picking up some of that road rage yourself.
Absolutely. That is very true. Even sitting in a subway, like I can say one of my experiences, I was sitting in the subway, I was picking up someone's liver that was on the other subway crossing. Like I said, that person drinks a lot.
Oh dear, yes.
Okay. Mm. Needs a liver cleanse. But of course, I can't go to the other person and say, excuse me, sir, you need a liver cleanse? Like, that's absurd. At some point, people would
at
say,
least
okay,
stop drinking, okay?
Okay, like, just, you know, put your arm down, elbows a bit too high.
So intention was what you were about to say, because
yes.
It sounds good.
Yes, intention. I think that what we have to understand also, that healing does not occur only from inside. It also occurs at long distance. I can think of someone, and actually I do, a distance healing. I can have a picture of someone, or just simply connect myself with their higher selves and give them healing also at the other side of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I do have clients that are in Italy. I have clients that are in the States that I work from distance.
Right.
And I do give them healing, and I have that capability that we all have. So as you said, the rage on the road when two people cross each other, well, you can have the rage from someone that's in India, mm-hmm. and capture that, what's going on. And we can send light and harmony and peace in order to avoid disasters. Like, we can get into prayer, whatever is in that moment that is required for us to shift, whatever energy is required to be shifted in that moment that is in the best interest for the world at that circumstance.
Mm-hmm. And I think we don't realize just how powerful that is, in that just the power of prayer and the power of intention and the power that, you know, when we do focus on sending that energy out, that energy can totally transform.
Absolutely.
And, you know, when we talk about wanting peace on earth, you know, well, start sending it out, because it's almost that simple. You know, if enough people were to focus on that intent of sending peace and to create peace in the world,
mm-hmm.
it goes a long way.
Yes, I agree. Totally.
Mm-hmm. So give me some examples of stuff that has been going on with your clients and different things or areas that you have,
well,
you get passionate about.
Well, I get passionate. Like, I get passionate about the healings that I'll come with my clients. Every healing that occurs with a client, there's a great transformation. And I witnessed that with the first session. It personally, it takes me a few minutes to understand what's going on in the body not only physical but the etheric body of the person that I have in treatment at that moment.
Mm. So how do you connect in? Do you connect in intuitively?
I connect first intuitively. I channel. Uh-huh. Besides that, I also ask the client, okay, what is bothering?
That's a good place to start. Yeah.
Okay. So I ask them, so what are you here for? What can I do to help you?
And do you see, do you feel, do
yes.
you hear?
Yes. I, do a scanning, with, my intuition. I just pick up the energies that are around the body, within the body, the blockages. Of course, as we work into sending in energy, I can pick up the vibrations of the energy within certain levels of the body, within the chakras. So it depends what the situation is at that moment. They may ask me to work, as I said before, on a headache, but it's not the matter of a headache. So it could be actually the diet that they're having. I also look into the diet. I look into their routine, like their daily routine, what they're into. I focus on if they're taking on any medication or if there's anything that's going on a stressful level, the environment that they live in. Where they sleep, if they sleep regularly, if they have sleep disorder, it could also be the environment where they're sleeping in. There's too much electromagnetic fields, or many things can be causing that headache. So when I do a healing, I take the whole picture. Okay, I take the whole picture up. But I involve the client and I ask them the questions. So even talking about the problem, it's a form of release for the client, because that's energy that's moving, because the client needs to re-evoke something that's happening. And that's just that moment that it's re-evoked, that's shifting the energy in the body. And it's up to the healer at that moment to pick up that energy and release it as it's coming out through verbal, through speech. Or it could also be that the client does not want to say anything. So at this point, the healer needs to connect with their higher self and communicate with the higher selves, meaning the higher level dimension of the client, and understand where it is, the point that we need to work with and occur healing at that moment.
Right. And do you see the blocks? Do you see, like, what is it that you pick up on?
Well, I do see the energetic blocks. Let's say that I have visual hands. Let's put it that way. I have the eyes in my hands. It's a metaphoric way of saying the sight beyond sight. Okay. Not necessarily I need to have the client, as I said, tell me what's going on. All I need to do is pick up. I feel with my hands the vibrations, the heat, the cold. If an organ is hard, if it's soft, the colors that
I
feel that with my hands. And I also pick up the colors, because we have also colors that are in our body, right? And according to the colors that I pick up with my hands, I visualize the colors that go through the bodies. I see the aura. I can visualize eventually holes or tears in the aura. And I can actually visualize the organs within the body. I can cleanse the auras, the organs with my own hands without necessarily taking remedies that usually they take.
Right.
It's very simple for me to work with their energetic field because of the techniques that I use besides Reiki. I use several techniques that are specific, specifically taught also in the course of a certified spiritual healer.
Would you be willing to give an example of something that people could do to maybe focus in on their own energy, or something that will give them an experience of...
Yes.
Working on themselves?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. So we're just knocking everything over. A very simple exercise, actually, that I teach all my clients is just simple sitting on a chair, on a bed, or with feet flat on the floor, and getting contact with the body, getting in touch with every single element of the body, starting from the head all the way down to the feet. And one of the elements that we use for healing, of course, as we said, the universal unconditional love, and that is the light of God. So what I help them do is allow them to shower themselves with the light of God. Mm-hmm. And I guide them through a meditation. And I teach how to do this meditation, starting from the head down to the feet and connecting to the core of the earth and allowing the light to come back up through the feet. And of course, as it comes back up, it will be reinforced. It will be more powerful because Mother Earth has transformed that light, because that's what healing is all about. It's about transformation. Mm-hmm. So that light comes up through the body and it radiates through every chakra and every single cell of our body till it connects up to the highest realms of the universe and making us feel as if we're suspended between heaven and earth and allowing universe to occur the healing.
That sounds lovely. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I also hear that you're very excited about a dream that you're manifesting right now.
Oh, yes. Yes,
tell
I
us
have
a little bit about that.
A dream that I've had for a while, but I feel it's coming closer and closer. My dream is to create a space where people can come and find healing with grace and ease, and with the concept of a hospital of natural medicine. That's what my goal is, to open a hospital where people can come and have alternative healing. And I want to create it also as a humanitarian base, because not everybody can afford.
Right.
Unfortunately, we need to support ourselves. And that's why I am trying to create fundraisings and trying to find the funds in order for us to open this hospital of natural medicine. And the concept of this hospital of natural medicine is a place where people, as I said, can come and heal, but recover, like stay in the place and spend 3, 4 days, 5 days, according to what they need to do at that moment, at that time. And heal whatever issue, like depression, recovery from cancer treatments, recovery from any type of disease and ailments at that moment had deteriorated the physical body and needs to reconstruct the body in the whole, not only in the physical, but the emotional, mental, and spiritual. And I will have all the equipment necessary to do that. Mm. And first equipment is, of course, the faith.
Yeah. That second, you have.
A lot. And the second is, of course, the universal unconditional love of God. And lots of friends and people that believe in my dream.
Right.
Like me, there's lots of us out there that really want to create a place where we can give and teach. Because I also teach. I give workshops, seminars on energy medicine. I teach them how to heal themselves, where people can come and do retreats and learn mm-hmm. how to take care of themselves.
So it's not just a Band-Aid. It's actually...
Yes. It goes deep. Like, it's what I do, my motto is this, to give a healing hand to transforming lives. That's nice. The motto of the hospital.
Nice. And what kind of people will be working there? Like, what kind of different modalities do you see when you envision it?
Well, of course, doctors of natural medicine, like mm-hmm. myself.
Will there be lots of herbs and different
homeopathy? We will be having, yes, herbs, homeopathy. We will be having, of course, natural medicine in all the aspects of like dark field microscopy, biofeedback resonance, bioterrain analysis and all the modalities that are required within nutrition, vibrational medicine, that is all sorts of whatever is in the natural arts, Chinese medicine, acupuncture, anything that is to deal with natural healing arts, no matter in what country they are, like a multicultural level. Especially in this place where we are right here in Toronto, it's very important that we embrace the whole community. So mm-hmm. it's not only for one person, but mm-hmm. it's extended to everyone. We all agree that no matter what religion we are in, there is a higher source and a mm-hmm. higher level that is above everything that is living. So that is my concept of opening this hospital, that is open to everyone. It doesn't matter what religion you are into, doesn't matter what your beliefs are into, as long as you have faith.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so you're going to try and create an oasis in the city.
Absolutely.
Are you going to grow your own herbs and things too? Is that
if
part
they
of
will
it?
Allow me to, absolutely. I can, if, you know, of course we have to go through all the bureaucratic procedures, but of course that would create an organic area where we can create our own medication, but there's remedies.
And where do you envision this? Because it's a very big project. And you've already started, like you're already doing fundraisers.
Yes, I am. I actually envision it the northern area of the GTA, and easy access for everyone closer to the highways, mm-hmm. so that anybody can come, and not farther than 45 minutes from the GTA.
So not maybe right in the urban central of Toronto.
Not necessarily in the urban. I can have actually locations like I do. I have locations in Thornhill. I have one in Mississauga. And I actually have little places that I work out of, but the concentration where I have the emergency, let's call it that way, I would bring it up to the Hospital of Natural Medicine.
Hmm. Well, it sounds very exciting. And we're almost through our time here. So
already?
I know. Can you believe it? We'll have to have you come back and talk about some of these things again.
Oh, absolutely.
I think maybe even do some exercises, because I think that would be fun.
Yes, yes.
Give everybody a way to get a hold of you.
Okay. You can reach me at my phone number. It's 416-951-8550. Or you can send me an email at marygracebevy@rogers.com. And I will spell that for you. MaryGracebB is in Bob, EV is in Victor, Y@rogers.com.
And I hear that you're going to have a website out soon.
Yes, I'm not quite ready yet. I'm in the process of working on it, but absolutely, I have lots of information to put on that website.
Well, that's great. And again, it's been a pleasure, and we'll connect soon.
Oh, thank you.
So join us again next week, where we will have two more guests. And thank you for logging on to intuitivesoul.com. Have a great evening.